Good afternoon from Top Third Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the closing grain comments for today, November 30th, 2017, Thursday, the last day of November. Tomorrow we begin December, the last day of the month. Disappointing day across the board. Let's start with corn. March corn closed up 2.25 cents at 355 3/4. We did get some decent news that the Chinese have imported 700,000 tons of corn in the past month, most of it from U.S. origin. Hopefully we can continue to see that demand from China as we grind around here at these contract lows. For the month, corn was only down 3.75 cents. So after all, the whole month, we're down 3.75 cents. Quiet month. Moving over to soybeans. January soybeans closed down 6.75 cents. That was probably the most disappointing. Looked like the beans had been trying to take a charge above $10. And we kind of fell out of bed today. There is support down at 9.83. We finished at 9.85 3/4. There was USDA announced the sale of 525,000 metric tons of soybeans to China and 132,000 unknown. It looked like early in the day we were going to get higher, but then we saw some weakness in the crude oil with OPEC coming out and holding pat. No real changes there. Again, we'll see how we finish tomorrow. For the month, soybeans, January soybeans, were up 1 penny. And then finally, let's finish up with the wheat. That was probably the most disappointing. We looked like we were going to carve out a bottom and go higher. We were higher all day until the last 20 minutes. We sold off. March wheat finished down 1.75 cents at 4.33. Kansas City March finished unchanged at 4.31.5. We continue to be second and third place in all of the exports. Just this week, we saw Egypt buy Russian wheat and Algeria bought Argentinian wheat. Continue to struggle with a relatively high dollar compared to the ruble, which makes our crops way more expensive than the rest of the world. If we ever get in a situation where there's a quality issue, we could compete better. But for now, price is the leader, and we're just suffering with very large crops, not only here in the U.S., but also worldwide. And every time there is a bid, somebody seems to be stepping in and undercutting us by $5 or $6 a ton. That's about it. It is the last day of the month. Tomorrow we get going December 1st. Mark does have a theory that the markets sometimes make their major lows either the last Friday in the week or the last Friday in the month. That kind of coincides with tomorrow, December 1st. Moving forward, if you're storing grain, make sure that you're not paying too much when you look at what carries available. If you are paying commercial storage, you really might be better off selling the grain and then re-owning it. We're recommending going out to May, at least by May, because that'll keep you long through 140 days of market activity. You'll be long through planting intentions, and those options are very, very inexpensive. You can buy $4 calls out in May for a nickel. So you're about 35 cents out of the money. That might be a better proposition for you than holding on to your physical grain and hoping the prices move here. 2017 has been a very frustrating year with a narrow trading range. And obviously we had the one opportunity this summer when we had our July highs in wheat, corn, and beans. I think that moving forward, it's important if you are storing grain to make sure you sit down and put a pencil to paper and see whether it really would behoove you in the long run to sell that grain, get it off the books, get cash at the bank, and then look at re-owning it. It's a good strategy. If you can afford to hold on to it, certainly make sure that you're doing some sort of hedge to out in the future to capture any carry that might be there. There is some carry there, but you have to make sure that you're actually setting the hedge. If you don't know quite exactly what to do, if you're looking for help with your marketing, this is the time of the year. We have lots of time to talk. We can visit with you and explain what we do and explain what our outlook is for 2018. For the rest of the day, have a great night. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold. Have a great evening.